Welcome to the Henry Rain Show.
April Fool, fool, your heart. In the water, your
we do not need a reckless president who believes she is above the law. Yes, that's right. Lock her up. And you know why? And you know why? You know why we're saying that? We're saying that because if I, a guy who knows this business, if I did a tenth of what she did, I would be in jail today.
When you are given immunity, that means that you've probably committed a crime.
The raids took the Fifth Amendment, and her ringleaders were given immunity. And if you're not guilty of a crime, what do you need immunity for, right?
President Trump's fired National Security Advisor Michael Flynn is willing to testify before congressional committees investigating Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election, provided he can be shielded from what his attorney calls, quote, unfair prosecution.
Now, I can't say 100% that I know anything what he briefed him on. What I can tell you through his public comments, I don't know, and that's something that, frankly, I don't even know that he discussed with the president.
So it's possible, as far as you know,
well,
right now.
Anything, I mean, that's possible. Anything's possible.
Okay.
You know, I wasn't going to say this at all, but I can't help it. There you go again.
And here we go again with another Henry Rain Show on WWPR, 1490 AM, every Saturday, starting at 12:05 and going to the top of the hour. Well, this week, does General Michael Flynn have an impaired immune system? He keeps asking for more immunity. There must be something wrong with it. And what's up with America's favorite power couple, Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner? What are those crazy kids up to now? Well, we found out a lot more yesterday evening, Friday night. And who did Vladimir Putin learn to interfere in elections from? Why, the best tutor of all, President Bill Clinton. But next to me, looking forward to this all week, to have him back to the right of me, is Alan Cross. Good afternoon, Alan.
Good afternoon. Hello, world. I am so glad to be here. I've been looking forward to this all week, as a matter of fact. And I tell you what, it's an exciting time to be in the radio business.
Yes, it is, especially with the big announcement today. Just announced today, Alan.
I missed that. I must have been driving over here and I was listening to...
No. It came over the phone. I mean, MSNBC called.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
the big time?
Yeah. Have you seen that 6 o'clock show with Greta Van Susteren?
Off and on, yeah, off and on. I've watched.
Yeah,
it.
Well, I guess they want a little more sex appeal, a little more irreverence, a little more fun, a little more. Yeah,
I'll undo a button.
Appeal to a younger demographic.
I'll undo a button or two.
They want us, Alan. They want us at 6 o'clock every day, Monday through Friday,
and we get paid for it this time.
Yes.
Oh, this is great. This is exciting.
Yeah.
This could be bigger than the Beach and Radio Network.
Yeah. By the way, happy April Fool's Day.
No, I knew you were going to take me right down that road.
Yeah.
That's like when you sent me out to the car a few minutes ago and said, hey, would you go check to make sure the station's on the air?
Well, that's important.
And then you lock the door and change the code.
Well,
that wasn't very nice.
That was an oversight. It was an oversight, Alan.
And for those of you that did tune in that were listening to the riveting Blue Book discussion right before us and couldn't get it, well, we had a little problem with the station being on the air. One of the squirrels died that was powering the generator. No, a squirrel got into the generator. Or no, they had to do CPR on the squirrel, actually, I think. But anyway, we're back on the air. Fortunately,
Just well, you're the respiratory time. Therapist. How did that work?
I've never done mouth-to-muzzle resuscitation, but I'll tell you.
You must have really had to pucker up on that one. Or were you just doing that little press on the chest thing?
That's the new thing. That's the new thing now. You got about 8 or 10 minutes of oxygen in the body, so you don't have to pucker up on anybody. You can just keep them beating until about the paramedics get there.
Well, lots going on. We'll get to our topics, but Alan's been gone 2 weeks. I need to catch him up on some things here, and hopefully, if you haven't been listening, we'll be catching you up also. And if you ever miss a show, I know you're tuned to your radio every Saturday at 12:05 here on WWPR, 1490 AM, or listening anywhere you want at 1490WWPR.com, anywhere that you have an internet connection. But everybody has an internet connection now on their smartphones. Because
absolutely. You cannot get away from us. We're everywhere.
No. And you can get it on demand at henryrainshow.podomatic.com. And sort of takes me full circle to what I wanted to talk about with you, Alan. So we've had the show is up there, but I've also put a couple of our smaller edits from the investigative team here at the Henry Raine Show. We have
breaking news a couple weeks ago, yes.
Yeah, have a whole team that works on that, and they've done some really good stuff. We had the phone call that proved that President Obama wiretapped President Trump, President-elect Trump, and that was, you can go to the henryrainshow.podomatic.com, you can listen for yourself, but President Trump talking to a well-known foreign agent.
Exactly, yes.
And then last week, the cracked investigative team managed to get a confrontation between Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump after the American Health Care Act non-vote, if you will, the defeat of it.
Yep.
And let me go ahead and play that so you know where we're coming from and then what the fallout of that was on a number of fronts.
Rookie's error, Donald Trump.
Nobody knew that health care could be so complicated.
You may be a great negotiator. Rookie's error for bringing this up on a day.
It's an unbelievably complex subject.
Rookie's error.
The tax cut is going to be major. It's going to be simple, and the whole tax plan is wonderful. But
clearly, you're not ready.
So, a scoop right there.
Really, really.
Well, so they've been featured the last couple weeks, and then, now the music and production arm of the Henry Raine Show, that team.
Big
is
bucks.
All upset with the focus on the investigative side, and they don't think we've been focusing enough on their talents. And so the head of the team, Amadeus Miranda, came up to me, and he said,
"Lock me, Amadeus."
Yes, yes. And he says, "Boss," and then you know it's a problem because the only time he calls me boss is when he wants something.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. Otherwise, you can't even get a smile out of the guy. He's always acting like he's in another world, another time.
Everybody wants to be a producer.
Yes. Well, he goes, give us a chance. Give our team a chance. I said, well, what do you mean? He goes, I got talent. I got loads of talent. And let me put together something. And I said, well, you're not an investigator. Forget an investigation. This is talent. This is entertainment.
Well, we pay good money for him.
Yes. Well, and the whole team for that matter.
Exactly, exactly.
And so they put together something for our intro, sort of the audio montage for the second topic we're going to talk about, the power couple, Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner.
Oh, yes.
And we'll see how that plays out. So that's coming up after the first topic. But also, before we get to the first topic, activity on the Facebook page. You can find the show at the Facebook at Henry Raine Show, and we had quite a few comments on those postings that we had, the edits from the investigative team. Want to thank Michael Rio out in California for his comment. He seemed to appreciate the one of these. I guess it was the President Trump audio. And then Marion Roy, she was brief and concise. I think you have our comments there.
Right,
I posted an injury email there.
And we did a lot of brief and concise comments.
Yes, we did. Real one-word comments.
Yeah.
And also we want to thank Marilyn Terrell also put something up. But most of all, I want to thank, also Michael Pinckney. He was up there too. But Constantine Coney Constant. And I'm sure this is, he's got a Facebook page, so he must be a real person.
Gotta be a real person.
Really. And you can go to the Facebook page and see these comments for yourself. I don't want to read all of them, but I did message Constantine to tell him we were going to talk about his post, at least briefly. And he said to be sure and credit Bob Beam, not to be confused with Jim Beam,
right.
He said is the source of all this. So he put a few items here that are related to the story about President Trump and the Russian connection. And I haven't had time to fact check these, but
right.
why
right.
should I be held to a tougher standard than the President of the United States?
I agree.
He wanted us to know that Trump owes Blackstone Bayrock Group $560 million. That I don't really believe the next one, but I have not fact checked. Blackstone wholly owned by Russian billionaires, not too sure about that one. Other companies that have borrowed from Blackstone claim that the owing money to them was like owing to the Russian mob. Well, if it's Russian oligarchs, it probably is.
I would not want to owe Russian money.
I was in a van full of broadcasters once. And yeah, I know. Wow, imagine that.
Right.
And they were talking about they were much higher up the food
I'm just
chain.
Visualizing that.
Yeah, they were much higher up the food chain. They just needed somebody to drive them, basically.
Bring back to normal.
Yes. And they were talking about one of their friends that was over in Russia. This was about 10 years ago or 12 years ago. Sort of the height of American AM, actually.
All right, yes. Yeah, we were peaking then.
Yes, we were peaking.
Yeah.
Why don't I have Bruce Springsteen playing Glory Days here?
Really?
They were talking about a business, and the broadcaster over in Russia was confronting whoever he was negotiating with, trying to play hardball, and they were like, "Is he nuts?" He goes, "If you go over there, you just disappear. They don't. This isn't a negotiation over there." Anyway, Constantine goes on and he talks about some of the other issues there. So go to the Facebook page and check that out. But we look forward to that. And if you ever want to message us, you can instant message us through Facebook, and I'll try and keep track of that as we sort of multitask here through the items that we have. Hey, well, how's your week going, Alan?
Actually, it's going pretty good. I worked the last couple of days at the hospital, and it's been busy. I'm just you talk about healthcare being a very, very complex issue, President Trump. Well, duh. We're in the height of our tourist season. Actually, supposed to be winding down here.
A lot of tourists come to the hospital?
They do.
It's like Disney World, huh?
Our numbers leap up there. But, you know, the funny thing is we get these seasonal increases, but it seems to be the people that are here. It's not just just our snowbirds. So the ones I feel bad for are the ones that come down and spend, like, a week and end up in our emergency room. And that's really kind of a shame that their vacations will be interrupted like that. But healthcare is a very complex issue. Now, I tell you, you know, you were talking about those two kids, the Trump kids. They just was a thing that just came out. It came out yesterday afternoon. They filed their financial disclosures as they required.
Yeah, we don't want to step on Amadeus Miranda's toes.
Okay,
we got to say that because he's got his whole family and I don't
oh.
know. They're all listening on the internet. It gets a little crazy over there at the Miranda plan.
The hard part is tracking him down, though, because
yeah.
he's always moving.
We want to wrap up from last week, though, about Michael Flynn, because time there was the House Intelligence Committee, and then the chair of the House Committee, Representative Devin Nunes. Of California. Yeah, I used to make you pronounce all these
things. I know. I'm glad we're not back in Iran again and Afghanistan and all that's all over with.
Yeah. we're never going to be talking about Afghanistan and Iran again.
No.
I'm glad we fixed
that.
That
was 10 years ago back on our glory days.
Yeah.
The good old
days. Anyway, it turns out that two White House officials, and now there's a third White House official, that gave Representative Nunes the information that he went out and did a press conference on the White House lawn about. So the snowball keeps rolling downhill, and this is what we have about General Mike Flynn and his immune deficiency problem.
President Trump's fired National Security Advisor Michael Flynn is willing to testify before congressional committees investigating Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election, provided he can be shielded from what his attorney calls, quote, unfair prosecution. Now, Flynn was fired after less than a month on the job after he lied to Vice President Mike Pence about conversations he had with Russia's ambassador to the United States. It was later disclosed Flynn was also a lobbyist for Turkey while advising the Trump campaign. Flynn's attorney, Robert Kellner, said, quote, Flynn has a story to tell, and he very much wants to tell it. But Kellner said Flynn, the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency and an avid surrogate during Mr. Trump's campaign, has been maligned since leaving the White House. No reasonable person, Kellner said on Flynn's behalf, would submit to questioning in such a highly politicized witch hunt environment without assurances against unfair prosecution. The House and Senate Intelligence Committees leading these investigations have identified Flynn as a key witness, but would not comment on ongoing negotiations that might involve immunity for his testimony. And Scott, this development comes the very same week that Jared Kushner, Mr. Trump's son-in-law, has also agreed to testify before these committees.
Major, thank you.
So, General Michael Flynn wants immunity, and the Senate Intelligence Committee has already rejected that since that report was recorded.
Right, saw that, yep, yep.
And so now there's the pressure for him to testify without immunity. And I would imagine...
And I just don't understand the big deal. I would think that the Butterball people would be happy that he's out there. I mean, I didn't realize the turkeys needed a lobbyist because everybody knows that turkeys are a valuable food source. And he was out there lobbying for Turkey. And I would think that this would be... I mean, we're talking about...
Low fat.
We're talking about the... President Trump has already said all these deals we've made have all been very one-sided. I think now we got a chance to ship our turkeys around the world, and you know, because that's what Michael Flynn did, and I don't know why he needs immunity.
Okay. Well, Alan, there's another Turkish connection there also, and also the Russian connection.
Yes.
If you've forgotten, Michael Flynn received $45,000 for attending Russia Today's 10th anniversary gala. Who's who that was.
I'd have gone for half that, you know. They could have had us in a package deal.
Yeah, it would have been half each.
Good heavens.
And then another $22,500. Actually, that's really sort of pocket change in Washington.
Oh, I know. That just amazes me.
But if you're asking for immunity, I would ask for immunity. Have you ever been granted immunity?
I've never had the need, Henry, because I've always told the truth, and I've always stood fast, by the way, that you shouldn't have to ask for immunity.
What does that have to do with it?
I have no idea. I have no idea where I was going with that, but it sounded good. That's right. It is political.
Oh, yeah. But, you're innocent. Yeah, I was innocent, too, but I was granted immunity.
Right,
and I don't blame him for wanting that.
Right.
But for someone to grant, for the prosecution or the investigative arm to grant you immunity must mean they have a target in mind that is a bigger target than you are.
Right.
And so who would be a bigger target than Michael Flynn? Who could Michael Flynn talk about that, you know, he was the National Security Advisor. What's bigger than the National Security Advisor?
Because he was appointed. I mean, he only had one boss, to my knowledge.
At least for those 3 weeks.
Yes. He only had one boss in the organizational chart. Now, let me ask you this, Henry, because you're much more astute at this than I am. I was making a little fun about the turkey, because I know there's a company now that's called Turkey. But anyway, Michael Flynn has asked for immunity. He's got information that the intelligence committee wants.
Is turkey next to chili?
I've made turkey chili. It's not bad, actually. And it's very healthy, too. But, you know, it might be. I'm not very good at geography, or geometry even, or algebra. But anyway, my question is, if I can remember what it was now, why would they turn down his request? He's got information they need. He's got information they want, and there's a bigger target out there. So if he's willing to come on board, and if he's legitimately going to tell the truth, you know.
They're looking for somebody's scalp.
Exactly. So why not pass on him and go for who they're really after. Why would that? Why would they turn?
Because they already have him by the short hairs.
Ah,
he's already guilty of not allegedly guilty.
Allegedly guilty.
But he's already said that he was a foreign agent, and we know he didn't register as a foreign agent like you're required to, which, you know, in the normal circumstances, that might get a slap on the wrist, fine, probation, minimal jail time, if any.
Right, right.
But in this situation, they could nail him for the whole penalty.
Right.
And then he's got that whole kidnapping, turkey kidnapping thing. No, they're not kidnapping turkey.
Oh, thank
you. It was a Turkish citizen that's over here that the Turkish Foreign Service spoke to him and a former CIA chief, James Woolsey, about helping them kidnap him, which, again, is sort of skirting the edges of the law or trampling right over them or something like
that. It's just scary, Henry. It's scary what the things that could be done out there by people in positions of power. But, again, they do have him, and, I mean, he should probably be getting fitted for his orange jumpsuit pretty soon. Or do you think he's just going to get on there and plead the Fifth Amendment with everything?
Well, if he doesn't get immunity, but if he gets immunity, he has to talk.
He has to talk,
right. He has to sing.
And if he doesn't talk, then the immunity is
gone. Like a Turkish canary.
Exactly. In a little orange jumpsuit.
I think we've beat that turkey.
Yes, we have. Pretty much senseless.
So I'm sure there'll be more to talk about in the weeks to come. We do want to wrap up here and move on to the latest on the power couple, Jared Kushner, Ivanka Trump.
And they're a pretty couple. Though. They're just like little like they were manufactured. Maybe they're robots.
Yeah, I asked my daughter Janet, and I said, why can't you meet a nice $700 million Democratic boy like Jared Kushner was?
I said that to my son about the girl, and he would kick me in the dust in a heartbeat. I would be looking at me in the rearview mirror. See that?